Hi everyone, it's Carol Clark here, your bariatric business coach. And today I wanted to talk to you about an emotion that I think is so critical to have at your office. It makes the whole office just run smoother. It helps patient satisfaction. It helps with staff satisfaction. It decreases employee turnover. It just makes your life more enjoyable. And that emotion that I think everyone should strive for in their office is the emotion of joyfulness. And recently somebody gave me a little candle here, and it says joyful, and it's a great definition: the emotion of great delight that is caused by something exceptionally satisfying. And I think that's a great definition, because when you're satisfied, it does create a sense of joyfulness. And although I know we all strive for being more than just satisfied, we need to seek more. It's just a part of our personality for most people. Being satisfied is one of those things that causes joy. So with regards to your patients, as weight loss physicians, as weight loss practitioners, we're really lucky because we see people coming in each and every day becoming more joyful on their journey as they're losing weight and they're feeling better and their health is improving and they're affecting so many other people in their lives. The same can be true for your employees. You can have joyful employees. I know for me, we do. I'm in the trenches just like you. I manage a very, very busy weight loss surgery, medical weight loss, fitness center, nutritional store here in Newport News, Virginia. And I say I manage it, but really it's the staff that are the leaders, to tell you the truth. They make my job easy and they are extremely joyful, and we have very low turnover. And sometimes when people are coming in for site visits, I've been asked this on numerous occasions, as people come in and we help them work through things going on in their practice, one of the things I get asked is, how do you create such joy in the office? How do you create such satisfied employees? And granted, every day is not perfect, but there's a couple of things that you, as the employer, as the leader, as the boss, as the manager, or even as an employee, if you're watching this, can do to help instill a sense of joyfulness. And the most important thing is to genuinely, and I mean genuinely, care about the people that are working in your organization. And oftentimes I'll talk to physicians or administrators or managers who really feel as if they don't have time for that, or they design their office in a way that they're kind of set apart from the staff and that way they can get more work done, or they discourage employees from talking amongst themselves, especially in the morning. I know I used to always adhere to that adage that it's wasted time, and if people spend just a few minutes a day, it adds up to days of lost work over the course of a year or more. But the reality is that that creates some camaraderie, and granted, we need to make sure everyone's doing their job, but having staff who know that their coworkers care about them, and that those that lead them and that own the corporation care about them, is critical. And it's not something you can fake. It's something that you have to be genuine about, which means that you need to take the time to really see that, ask people how they are, and care to wait for the answer. So often we'll go through our day and we say, how are you? Good, good, how are you? And we're actually past the door of the office or past the person before we even pause to take note of what they really said. We're all just kind of on this fast track. And so we're, how are you? Good, good. We don't even share. It's like the same thing. And in the end, you're not even looking at each other. You've already passed each other by the time you're done saying your hellos or how are you doing sort of thing. Stopping to actually get to know your employees, get to know what's going on in their lives, get to know what their goals are, what their aspirations are, asking their opinion, having a genuine curiosity for what it is they're doing and how their job is going for them, what they're really enjoying, what they're frustrated with, suggestions that they have, is, I think, over the course of 25 plus years that I've spent managing employees, It's one of the most critical things that you can do and one of the simplest things, and it costs nothing really. It's one of the best things you can do to help improve employee morale, to lower employee turnover, and I'm thrilled to see that there are lots of studies coming out now that reinforce this. It reinforces the fact that people are leaving sometimes their jobs because of the toxic environment that they're in. It's because they're not feeling cared for. And they're not feeling as if someone cares about their future and what they care about. So taking the time, it doesn't have to be a lot of your time, but taking the time to actually get to know your employees on a more personal level is one of those things that will really make a huge difference in your practice, I promise you. And I encourage you to do that. And if you already are, kudos to you. If you're not, take some time and just go out there and enjoy some of the employees and learn more about what they are. Learn about some of their struggles and then think about some creative ways that you can help them. I know for me, I can just do something simple. Like I know someone's having a down day, I'll leave them a note, you know, something to cheer them up, and you have to make sure that you're, you know, you're not just singling one person out as sort of a favorite. But taking that time, it's amazing. People will save those notes that you write for years to come. And it's one of those things that may seem small to you, but your words and your actions make a huge impact on those around you. And that includes your patients and your employees. And I'm not trying to be trite about this or tell you something that you already know. I'm just trying to reinforce a good rule of thumb and a good reminder for all of us to take care of our employees, to get to know them, and your colleagues as well. And it just makes everything a little bit more joyful. So I hope you found this helpful. If you need any assistance, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. If you're ever interested in coming and doing a site visit where we do a deep dive into whatever it is you want to focus on, your marketing, your social media, some videos, just some employee tactics, some billing collections, no matter what it is, reach out to me. They are so fun when we deep dive into whatever it is that's frustrating you in your practice. So once again, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. I know your time's valuable. I appreciate you listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a great day. Until next time, take care.